let's get back to Lawyers Who Needs Them on TalkZone.com. Once again, here are Jim and Randall.
All right, you're listening to Lawyers Who Needs Them. Unless you thought this was the new show, which we're coming out with next week, called Kosher Deli.
That's right.
Starring Randall and Jim.
Right. Okay.
Everything you need to know about Knockwurst.
Right.
All right. You're back to Lawyers Who Needs Them. I'm Randall Simonetti.
And I'm Jim Hartman.
Are you sure?
I am not sure after what's going on.
All right. Well, let's try another case.
Okay.
I don't mean try another case.
I know
let's
what you mean.
Discuss another case.
We're going to
all right.
Write.
Here we go.
On a very hypothetical and theoretical basis.
Well, we'll try it our best.
All right.
Okay. Government agency. There's a government agency that leases. It's a pretty important government agency. You can tell us who it is. That leases land to oil companies for drilling. Is accused of an incredible scandal.
That's right.
But you also got to tell us what award they won.
I don't know if they lease or they license or whatever they do, but they do. They're in control of the rights.
Okay.
For oil companies.
What department is
to
that?
Drill on land. Part of the Department of the Interior.
Oh, the Interior.
Which after this thing is going to be called the Department of the Inferior. But they're in charge of people drilling. They give rights to these companies like
right.
Enron and
right.
Texaco and
mm-hmm.
all that
mm-hmm.
to drill on government lands and Indian reservations
okay.
and Indian land.
All right.
And offshore as well.
Okay.
Any event, the Department of the Interior Inspector General, whose name I don't know, happens to have revealed that there's an oil and sex scandal in the department's oil royalties office. And that oil and sex scandal is that these big companies that do the drilling to get on the good side of this government agency and to get favors were providing them with drinks and meals and entertainment and sex.
All of this to get drilling rights.
And cocaine.
On top of
and
it.
And there was a lot of drilling going on, but we don't know. It was oil drilling.
Oh, my goodness.
So
this is the Department of the Interior?
Department
it sounds like the Department
of the
Exterior.
It's the Department of the Interior, and it's a special part of it because it's a part that is related to that. I think it's the Minerals Management Bureau or one of those things. You know, there are bureaus within all kinds of goings on. Now, it's amazing that the same Interior Department won or was awarded and was praised for developing a dynamic laminated ethics guide for employees.
Wow.
They got awarded a special recognition for their wonderful ethics program while they're all bouncing in bed with employees of the oil companies.
And booze.
And drinking and bouncing.
Right.
And bouncing and drinking.
And they had ethics policy that was state of the art.
With some state of the art.
It was world class.
It was state of the pornographic art.
Yeah,
I'll
unbelievable.
And
well, it's nice to know there's stuff going on in the Department of
well,
the Interior.
Well, they were doing a lot of things. They were jerking around. They were having sex with the employees of the oil companies, which the oil companies were providing. They were accepting gifts, drinks. They were being paid for improper outside work. They bought cocaine.
Where do you get a job like that?
I mean, illicit sex, illicit drinking, illicit having fun.
You know what? I bet you that's not in the job description.
Well, I don't think so.
Jeez.
This is the Department of Interior.
Right.
Ladies and gentlemen, your tax dollars at work.
Well, get ready because it's now time for Arrogance of the Rich and Famous. I like that. Is that like a maraca? What do you call that thing? You shake it and you twist it.
A maraca.
No, that maraca.
Or the
you
other
shake
one
it.
With the thing that
yeah,
goes great.
Yeah,
which
goes.
I
got to get a hold of that.
You know what?
Call Sergio. Sergio Mendez. He will know. All right.
Okay.
Here we go. What are we doing? Oh.
Yes.
Congressman Charles Rangel, our good friend Charlie Rangel, is this week's number one candidate for Arrogance of the Rich and Famous.
No
Charles is, he had a little trouble remembering a few things he's supposed to write on his tax return.
Well, this is the interesting part. Charles B. Rangel, chairman of the the Ways and Means Committee of the United States House of Representatives.
And what do they do there?
They write the tax code.
Yeah, very
they
good.
They monitor the tax code.
That's right.
They are in charge of the tax code and in charge of taxes. Suddenly forgot he had $75,000 in rental income from his vacation home in the Dominican Republic, which he leases and collects that money, on which he did not pay taxes.
Oh,
Charlie,
man.
You're a bum.
You know what his you know what his lawyer said?
What?
Better keep your big mouth shut.
That's what he told him. And Charlie just couldn't pay attention to what his attorney said.
You know, Charlie is a Democrat who represents the Harlem in Manhattan, and he's been around since the Lord was an altar boy, and he keeps this nonsense going on. For instance, just recently, in addition to this dopey thing he did, and he claims, you know, he did nothing morally wrong. You don't have morals, you can't do anything more morally wrong.
Well, he didn't. But he did something ethically wrong and legally wrong.
Well, that's right. It's not. Don't worry about the morally wrong. It's
right.
Legally wrong.
That's correct.
You know, it's a funny thing. He said, I got nothing morally wrong. Reminds me of my family. We said we never had money problems because we had no money. So it's like him. He has no morals. He has no moral problem. But don't forget, it was only recently, you know, he lives in New York City.
Mm-hmm.
And he has, and they have rent stabilization there, which means certain apartments are rent stabilized so that people don't get, you know, gouged for the rent. I'm not so sure it's a great idea, and I don't speak for or against it. But in any way, he not only had one rent stabilized apartment, which is supposed to be only applicable to your residence, he had four apartments in the same building.
Well, maybe he likes to move around.
Well, but you're not moving very far if you're in the same building.
Well, they might have four different
views. Well, he likes to do it in his bedroom slippers, and you can't go far.
That's right.
So the point is, one of his apartments was used as a campaign headquarters. Well, that he stopped. So there, he's illegal. You're not allowed to do that. That was against the law. He's the head of the Ways and Means Committee, which writes the tax code and takes care of it, and he doesn't pay taxes. That's against the law. These are the people. These are the wonderful people who represent us, America. This is your congressman at work.
Now, is he in
Charlie Rangel.
Is he in a lot of trouble?
They'll bury him with a corkscrew.
Oh.
I'll tell you something. What? Did you want to say something?
I wanted to ask because he seems to me he's in a lot of trouble.
Well, I don't know. You know, they protect their own, this Congress.
Yeah, that's pretty serious.
I don't think he should be impeached. He ought to be executed. But
you don't. he shouldn't be impeached. He's the guy that's in charge of writing the tax laws.
Funny part of it is they don't pay taxes. They don't mind raising yours and mine. Here's
exactly.
The guy that goes in. He says that taxes ought to be raised. Why should he worry? He doesn't pay
it
them.
It doesn't matter
so
to him.
For us. It's
doesn't
tough on
matter.
Us.
Well, you know, he's hired a forensic accountant. It's like watching CIS on television. He's got an accountant now. It's going to try to figure out where the fingerprints on his money are. Anyway, all right, let's try somebody else here who's a little arrogant. Well, this is a nice fellow.
Yes.
He's from Italy. Oh. His name is Raffaello Falieri.
And Falieri.
Raffaello Falieri. Like the wine, Falieri.
Well, Falieri was getting money from people.
Yes.
He's being indicted, or he pleaded guilty.
Not right.
Indicted, pleaded guilty to 14 counts of wire fraud, money laundering, conspiracy, and so forth. And he is an Italian businessman who would trade on what he contended were his tight connections with the Vatican, that he had ties to the Vatican.
Okay.
And therefore, people lent him money. And in the meantime, he was also the boyfriend of the actress Anne Hathaway.
Uh-huh.
They were doing it. But the point is, she didn't know anything about him doing this other thing,
which is
the original indictment, they accused Mr. Falieri of getting millions of dollars from investors. But he didn't invest in anything. He invested in an apartment in a Trump Tower in New York for which he paid $37,000 a month.
I think that's reasonable for a Trump Tower
plus
apartment.
Plus, he also bought meals, and he bought his clothing, and this is what you invested in.
Oh, yeah.
Falieri, we invested in you.
Right.
And you did, what did you do? Nothing.
Nothing.
I just had a good time with Anne Hathaway.
That's right. Well,
and
Anne was very impressed. He's a very charming man. Well, one of his buddies had something to say about him in there, didn't they?
He's a con artist, his buddy said.
That's what he said?
Paolo Zampoli.
Right.
Paolo Zampoli said he's a con artist, and he deserves what he gets.
Now, what did, put it in, how did he really say it?
He said he's a con artist, and he deserves what he gets. He should have got the more. He should have got the worse. That's what he deserved, that bum.
Okay, good. I like to make sure.
That's verbatim.
That's verbatim, exactly. We'd like to do verbatim. So we've got one more arrogance of the rich and famous. And I'm always amazed because these guys.
The rap stars.
Every week, the rap stars are into something. This is Kanye West.
Yeah.
Okay?
Well,
he had a little scuffle.
Yeah, he did. He had a little trouble. And by the way, you know, his cousin Kanye East is a heck of a nice guy.
I know it. He's
Kanye East never gets in trouble.
You never hear a thing about
that
kid.
No, he works hard.
He's a good kid.
He's not a rapper.
His hair looks nice.
He does the nice things.
Absolutely.
He's a wonderful fellow.
He is a good kid.
But his cousin Kanye West.
Forget it.
Can't stay out of trouble. With the rapping and the mapping and the,
that rapping will drive you crazy,
right.
You know.
In any event,
go ahead.
He got in an altercation with a photographer. He got in the altercation, and so did his bodyguard. They both took the man's camera and broke it. Now you can't do that. That constitutes an assault in this country.
Right.
Most states. I shouldn't say this country, please, folks. I don't practice in every state, but. The thing is, you cannot take a photographer's camera and break it, which is what his bodyguard did. And they got in a scuffle, and they scuffled, and they took the bodyguard's camera, and they, not the bodyguard's camera, the bodyguard took the photographer's camera, and they smashed it. They don't even say here he was paparazzi.
Right.
Or mamarazzi. Nothing kind of
nothing.
Nazi. He wasn't a Nazi at all.
No.
He wasn't a Razzi at all.
Nope. But you know what? I got a flash here. We got a caller that called in and just said, is Kanye West's father Kanye Twitty?
I don't know.
Do you know that the people listening to the show are actually crazier than we are?
That's right.
All right.
Thank God.
All right.
They wouldn't listen.
That's right. We'd have no listeners.
So a struggle, they got in a struggle, and this is what happened, and now he's going to be in trouble. I don't think it's going to be a lot of trouble. He's not going
to
be
indicted. He'll buy him a new camera.
This guy, Kanye West, won nine-time Grammy-winning rapper.
I know. It's amazing.
And he's a record producer.
Yep.
And look, let me say this to these guys.
Please say something.
Yes, the paparazzi or the photographers are a pain in the you-know-what. But if you want to be the idol of people, you want to be a matinee idol, you want to be a rapper that everybody recognizes, you've done it. And you have to expect that photographers
that's
and people
right.
are going to be after you. After all, that's what you really love, don't you? Don't you really want all that attention?
Of course.
Please.
Of course. That's
please.
What comes with it. But
and to you, Kanye East, you're a wonderful person. Keep
right.
up the hard work.
That's right.
I don't know what it is, but it's very hard work. You're not like your cousin West.
Right.
You're a wonderful person.
That's right. And always follow the true star
right.
north.
That's right.
And then you won't have any problem whatsoever, and there you have it. Well, anyway, that...
What do I have?
I always say that. There they have. There you have. I have no idea what that means, operationally speaking.
Right.
Anyway, well, that finishes up for this week's Arrogance of the Rich and Famous, but you too can get in on the Arrogance of the Rich and Famous.
Become arrogant, become rich.
And become rich.
One without the other is no good.
You know, when I was a kid, I always wanted to be rich and famous, but I have grown to know it is better to be rich and unknown.
Right.
That is actually much better in life. At least you could go to a store. Like, we can go to a store and nobody flocks and yells, it's the lawyers who needs them, guys.
That's right.
Usually they throw stuff at our cars. That's usually what happens. But anyhow, well, you're listening to Lawyers Who Needs Them. We're going to take a short intermission, give Jim a chance to shower before we take some questions from our listeners. He's got to freshen up, and he puts his thinking cap on and everything else. It's really it's a big deal. He's got his own dresser from Broadway. It's amazing to see. In fact, they're spray painting the makeup on him right now. He actually has an undertaker that works with his makeup. That's how important his makeup job is. You're listening to Lawyers Who Needs Them. Stand by. You're on Talk Zone Radio.
Every hour of every day, an American is diagnosed with multiple sclerosis. MS typically strikes between the ages of 16 and 50 when people are building careers and raising families. Today, there is no known cause or cure for MS. To learn more about this unpredictable disease, to volunteer, or to make a contribution to this important mission, please call 1-800-FIGHT-MS. You can make a difference by helping us stop this devastating disease. Please call 1-800-FIGHT-MS. Fight MS today. Thank you.